The Self-Love Experience Podcast is about self-care, self-improvement, and self-revelation so you can continuously evolve into your absolute best self and live the life you were destined to create. So if you know that there's more greatness inside of you, more of yourself to discover, more of yourself to love, then I urge you to join the Self-Love Experience, because we can't truly be good to others if we aren't good to ourselves. So I'm here because I want to talk to you all about the upcoming episode of my brand new podcast. I'm going to be talking about, what is it that you want? Like, what do you want? What do you want? I was in a call and I'm in a coaching session with someone. And I asked her, I say, well, what do you want? And you'll be surprised. I hear this time and time again. People are like, I just want to be happy. Or they're like, I want money, you know, all that type of stuff. But what does being happy look like to you? You know, and then money, like, how much money do you want? Because, you know, I can give you a penny and be like, all right, you wanted some money? I just gave you some money. It's a object that's going extinct now. Apparently we're in a change shortage. But the thing is that, what do you want? And I have found that it's been very difficult for someone to be able to explain and say what it is that they want if they don't even love themselves enough to feel that they deserve to have the thing that they want. And that's the reason why I started the podcast, The Self-Love Experience, because everything that you have and everything that you do on this earth is part of an experience that you once upon a time wanted, desired, thought about, that you can go out and create and make happen in your life. Or you can just live from day to day and see what you can get, see what you experience. But the self-love experience is first designed for you to really get in touch with who you are, for you to put yourself first, for you to love on yourself. And when you really build up your self-esteem and when you really understand what your self-worth is, you'll be able to answer the question, what it is that you want, and you'll be able to do so in a way where you have confidence, which definitely enhances your faith to believe that you can have the things that you want, and that it's okay to want things. It's okay to have certain experiences. I remember I was on someone's post on Facebook, maybe, I don't know, like 5 days ago, and I'm like, I guess I'll have some fun and I'll comment, but they were talking about luxury cars, luxury automobiles. And everyone on this particular post, they're like, oh my God, you know, why do people think if they have a BMW or a Lexus or a Mercedes-Benz, that is a big deal? You know, I'm real happy with my Toyota. If your experience is to have a Toyota, then that's your experience. And there's no judgment. There's nothing wrong with that. But if someone else experience that they want to have in this life is to drive a BMW, then don't knock them from wanting that experience. It is okay for us to have different experiences, and it is okay for us to desire different experiences. What is not okay is for us to not feel like we're worthy, or that we're good enough, or to feel like that we don't deserve certain experiences. So as a result, we've taught ourselves to go without. And as a result, we told ourselves that we don't need that, or we don't deserve that, or I'm not even worth it. And you are so worth it. Oh my God, you're so worth it. So if you choose to join me in the self-love experience with me, Shire Nicole Smith, then I'm going to be taking you each week through a journey where you can explore and learn more about you. And hopefully you will begin to fall in love with yourself in a way that you have never loved yourself before, in a way that you've never seen yourself before, the way you are now. Today, like no changes. This isn't about changing yourself or doing something to be better. This is about loving yourself as you are and knowing and realizing that you are enough. So tomorrow's episode is asking you, what do you want? And I'll be talking about how to realize and identify what you want. At the same time, making sure that you love yourself in a way that you know that you are worthy of whatever it is that you want. Meanwhile, you can check out the last two episodes. First episode of the very first season was called How You Doing? And I talk about when fear diminishes your self-esteem. And I have a series of questions in that podcast that will blow your mind. I mean, it still blows my mind when I really think about these questions. There are really some thought-provoking questions. So, you know, it may not be for everybody. If you're not ready to be challenged, if you're not ready for more and to live more and to do more, you may not want to listen to that. And that's fine. And then last week's episode was three things that you can do to eliminate the haters in your life. And the funny thing about it is that this is not even about haters. Because the more that you love yourself, the more you can give real, true, you know, pure, authentic love to others. And when you have that, you don't even see them as haters. There are no haters. They're not even haters. You don't see them that way. But it really helps to boost your own self-worth. It helps you on your own self-journey to have not just a good outlook about who you are as a person, but being able to not let what other people do affect who you are and how you feel about yourself. So I'm so excited about the self-love experience. I'm so excited about this podcast because I'm able to reach people who, you know, they're too busy. They don't have time to sit and watch me on YouTube. They don't have time to read my blog on my website. And instead, they just need to have my voice going and they need to plan. Like, this is something that I'm going to do for myself, where I'm feeding myself the things that I need to hear instead of being victim to all this crazy stuff that we're hearing right now on the news. You know, can't even listen to Pandora without an ad coming in that's making me hear things that I don't want to hear. You know, I look at my phone in the morning, and when I pick up my phone, it's some crazy article that I happened to see that I wasn't even trying to see, but I saw the headline. No. I want to deliberately plan, and I want to deliberately feed my mind the things that I need to keep me grounded. As you all know, there's been some sad stories of celebs in the news recently, either, you know, having situations where it's suicide attempt, or it's thoughts and threats and posts about suicide, or it's someone who is at a rally that may need medication or may be off their meds. I'm not going to say exactly what it is because I don't know. I haven't diagnosed them. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. I'm just going by, you know, different headlines and different things that people have said. I think that what we all can agree on is that people have to feed themselves and take care of themselves before they flip out, before you lose it. You know, you have to make it a priority. And so that's just what I'm here right now for. For those of you who don't know anything about me, first and foremost, I am a teacher by trade. I love teaching high school students, and it's not just about my content area, but it's always been about them as a person and connecting with them. And now that, you know, I'm off for the summer and don't know when I'll be physically back in the classroom. I'm just using my love for teaching and just spreading my audience to adults that, you know, want some help, want some encouragement, want some inspiration, want someone to be like, hey, their cheerleader, reminding them, hey, you know, take some time, you know, take some time. It's okay. Take some time to yourself, you know, love yourself just the way you are. I know you want to lose, you know, 10 more pounds. Love yourself anyway. I know that you're still waiting for that dream man to come. Love yourself anyway, because when you fix the foundation, which is you, who you are and yourself, when you have that rooted in the right ground, oh my goodness. Oh my gosh, you will begin to manifest so many things. So when someone says, what do you want? You know how to answer that question. And before you know it, it will pop up. I mean, I have so many stories of different things that I have just been able to manifest and create in my life. And people think, oh, I'm lucky and I have the magic touch. But no, it takes a lot of personal development, deliberate feeding myself and understanding myself and being in a healthy place and a healthy mindset to even have the audacity to desire the things that I may choose to desire. And I heard something today in my studies that I felt was so beautiful, where the person was saying that when you have a desire, that is an angel. It's an angel, you know, entertaining you, giving you that desire, you know? And what's really, really profound, and I want to say this for tomorrow's podcast, but because I definitely want you to tune into the podcast tomorrow. I gave a lot of good nuggets in here. But how do you find my podcast? It's a self-love experience. I'm on Apple. I'm on Spotify. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on TuneIn, and all these different simple casts. But the easiest way for you to always get an episode of my podcast is to sign up at www.sharonnicolesmith.com. Sign up there, and then you will receive an email notification once a week giving you a nice inspirational note, checking in, seeing how you're doing, and then letting you know that the new podcast is up. And then you don't have to be on this platform or that platform. You can just click on a link at your own convenience and check it out. So that's the way that I encourage you to actually find me, is to go to the website. I'll put it here below, and then make sure that you subscribe so you'll be able to get those delivered to you. And I think that's it. So think about it right now. This is your homework. You know, here's a teacher part of me coming out again. Homework. What is it that you want? Write it down. Be specific. What do you want? And we'll pick up here tomorrow. And until next time, I'm Shira, asking you to love thyself. Bye.
Would you like to chat with me about this episode and any revelations that you had? Check out SharonNicoleSmith.com and look for the How You Doing blog and leave me a comment. If you would like to sponsor your business on the show, then head over to www.SharonNicoleSmith.com and send me a direct message.